WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Tuesday morning, our final hour of the program for 2025. So we are asking the question. I'm playing a little bit of the old Art Bell game where I want you to call in with your predictions for 2026. What's going to happen in 2026, whether it be on the local level, whether it be national, international, it can be entertainment world, political world. It can be, you know, news things that you think will happen, whatever it may be. Now, let's just keep it. You know, let's not get too morose about it. But, you know, I'm interested in seeing what you think, and then we'll keep track of them all, and then we'll take a look at them again next year. And like Art Bell used to do, we'll ding the ones that were correct, and we'll bong the ones that were not. Got a couple that came in. Let's see, app chat here. DSY says, hopefully Trump is forced out of office this year coming. So I don't know if that will happen, but we can certainly, you know, assume that with the midterms looming in next year, things could look a lot different at the start of 2027, depending on how it plays out. Let's see. We also have the video available, too, on the WBSM Facebook page if you want to comment under that. And, of course, you can call in 508-996-0500. We can also talk about, there's an article in SouthCoastToday.com where Chief Jason Thodey, New Bedford police chief, explained his plan for 2026 for the New Bedford Police Department, which includes more engagement with the residents. He wants the residents to play a bigger role in the policing, and including having more police officers out in the neighborhoods and the same police officers out in the neighborhood so that you get to know them and build a rapport with them. And I think that's a huge step forward amongst some other things that we can get into. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing all right. I'm going to wish you a happy new year and all your callers.
To you as well.
And everyone there at the staff.
Thank you. You as well.
You guys do hard work. You deserve time off.
Appreciate that.
So no gripe from me, Tim, on that.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to make some bold predictions. You can take both of these to the bank.
Okay.
Big corporate media, also known as legacy media, is going to continue to put out fake news with unnamed sources. You know, there's a lot of criticism by politicians about social media and disinformation, where we're getting a lot of disinformation from big corporate media that has ties to Hollywood. And the other one is, I don't see Maura Healey or any of the supermajority Democrats, opening up a pipeline from the north so we can get more natural gas to bring down our prices and even help us generate more electricity through natural gas power plants. So that's my two big predictions for next year, 2026.
I'm going to ask you one more. Do you think when we get to this point at the end of 2026 and we're looking into 2027, will Maura Healey still be the governor in 2027?
That I don't know. I would say I hope not, but the way people vote in this state, they lean towards Democrats. They want to continue to get punished, you know?
I think she's making herself pretty vulnerable, though.
What's that?
She's making herself pretty vulnerable these days.
Oh, she is. But, you know, people forget, you know, like they say, people have amnesia when it gets to the election. They forget a lot of that stuff. But I'm not going to forget because I didn't vote for Maura Healey. I know Chris has apologized many times to those of us that, you know, didn't want her in office, but I accept his apology. He made a mistake, and I know he's not going to vote for her again.
All right. Well, I will write yours down, and we'll take a look at them at the end of next year.
All right, Tim. Take care of yourself. I hope everything goes well for you and your operation, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. But that's what we're looking for. Your predictions of what will happen in 2026. It can be local. It can be state level. It can be national level. It can be international. But I think certainly we're in for some very interesting elections coming up in 2026 because you've got the stuff that's going to happen here in Massachusetts. You've got the midterms. It's going to be, you know, if you thought it's been crazy politically, it's just going to get worse. So that's an easy prediction to make. As for the caller's points about the media, I think one of the problems with this, and this was an intentional thing, all right? If you remember, we can go back to when Donald Trump was first campaigning for president and the stuff that he was saying about the news reports and everything like that. But let's go back to day two of the first Trump presidency, okay? They had the first White House press briefing. Sean Spicer comes out and immediately starts lying about the size of the inaugural crowd and accuses anybody that says differently as being fake news. And to me, that was the point that really kicked this off of where now you don't have to believe anything anybody reports if you don't want to. You can just say, yeah, that's fake news. I don't believe it. Even though these stories, listen, there's a difference between the people who are the commentators, the people who are the, you know, the talking heads. You know, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and by the same token, you know, the folks on CNN and MSNBC or whatever it's going to be called now, all of those folks that are on from 8 p.m. on, and I would say even 7 p.m. on with these networks now, they're not anchors. They're not the Walter Cronkite type of anchor where they're trying to bring you from one story to another under the guise of impartiality. They're commentators. They want them to inject some of their opinion. And then, of course, as you get, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, those are all opinion shows. But they're trying to inject their opinion. They want them to do that. So don't turn on any of those cable news stations after 7 p.m. and expect to get a balanced presentation. If you like the CNN point of view, watch that. If you like the Fox point of view, watch that. But that's what you're going to get at those times. And that's going to continue to be the case. Now, things might change a little bit depending on where Warner Brothers ends up because, you know, Warner Brothers Discovery owns CNN. So how that all shakes out remains to be seen. There's talk of Paramount. You know, we talked about the Netflix deal with Warner Brothers, and that's actually not a done deal. Paramount is putting on a strong push to try to take over Warner Brothers Discovery as well. And if that's the case, I guess it's already been made known. I heard them talking about it on CNN that Barry Weiss, who recently took over CBS News, would then be put in charge of CNN. And I think anybody that's watched CBS News knows it's become partisan. So it could get worse. You know, it doesn't matter what direction it's going, which way it's leaning, it'll be far more biased than balanced. But when it comes to things like, you know, the actual reporting, the actual stories that are out there, especially things done at the local level, things on your Boston stations, your Providence stations, you know, those are still the people who, you know, went to journalism school or took journalism courses when they were in school and learned how to properly report things and learned how to keep their biases out of it and learned how to ask the right questions. You know, and I don't like the fact that those folks always get lumped under the fact. The problem isn't that the legacy media has changed and that the agendas and the biases have infiltrated all of that. No, the problem is that the consumer, the viewer, hasn't learned how to tell the difference. It's not a them problem. It's a you problem. They're not out there telling you. They're not starting the show saying, we're going to give you now an unbiased look at the things that are going on around the world. They're not under any false pretenses here that there isn't going to be some sort of slant to what they're doing. So I think it's on you as the consumer of that to realize what's reporting and what's commentating. And by the way, and I'm just going to use CNN as an example because that's what I leave my TV on. And I've said this numerous times. I don't like Fox News. First of all, I don't like the bias to it, but I really don't like the production value of it. It doesn't look good to me. Looks like it hasn't, technologically upgraded in 20 years. I put Fox News on, even on the HD channel. I feel like I'm watching a CRT TV. But I usually have my TV on CNN. Not that I'm watching it, but that's just what I leave it on. And then when I go to my streaming, whatever I'm watching, and that's what I go back to. Just in case anything's broken news, I can keep up with it. But that's what I have it on. And so I'll say this. You can say whatever you want about, Anderson Cooper comes on and, has a slant and makes stuff up. Jake Tapper comes on, has a slant, makes stuff up. And now that I say that, maybe you got to go back to 6 p.m. For when the commentary starts. But with all of that in there, I would say, yeah, but nobody's worse at it on CNN than Scott Jennings. And he's their, quote unquote, Republican conservative commentator. Because that's just what the game is now. That's just what it is to get people to tune in. Same thing we were talking about earlier with the stuff on social media. It's emotional clickbait. It's emotional rage bait. Who is going to tune in for 4 hours a night to just watch straight news? Nobody. CNN knows that because they've been doing it since the 80s. Since the 80s, they've had 24-hour-a-day news, and they know that that doesn't keep people engaged anymore. At a time when the only place you could get that live was watching CNN, it was great, and there was no reason to change. But now that you can get the news, the hard news, the factual news, anytime you want from the device that's in your hand, you're not going to tune into a television station to watch that. You're going to tune into a television station to watch something that makes you feel something. You don't watch a fictional show or a movie because you want to sit there and break down the technical side of everything. You're not going to be like, oh, let me turn on, The Sopranos so I can look at it and analyze the lighting and the camera angles. And the script was pretty good, but that performance was also great. Like, you're not going to do that. You're going to get emotionally invested in the story, and that's what keeps you tuning into that show every week. People are complaining about the latest episodes of Stranger Things, saying that they're not as great as the others because they were emotionally invested in the story. That's why they're watching it. And that's why no matter what they thought of the last couple of episodes, they're still going to tune in tomorrow night for the finale because they're emotionally invested in it. They're invested in the story. They're invested in the drama. They're invested in the performance. And that's what they're doing now to get you to watch these news channels, because otherwise, why would you? Why do I need to go and sit there and hear, Aaron Burnett say, and then coming up, we're going to tell you this, and then later on, we'll tell you this. Well, I want to know it now. I don't want to wait for that story until the third or fourth block. I want to know now. So let me just open up my device and read the story. It's what we were talking about when we talked about local news earlier and why they keep giving you the weather every couple of minutes. It's because they know that's what people tune in for. It's the only thing left that keeps people tuning in. The rest of it is just the stuff that they're watching to get through to the next weather report. So just look at it from that perspective, where what is the show that is informing you and what is the show that is designed to get that emotional response out of you? And it makes it a lot easier to watch them and digest them and feel less angry about what it is that they're doing. 508-996-0500. I got to take a break here. We will be right back. Seems to be true. right. Welcome back in. We are going to be going into the news in just a moment. And one of the things I want to do before the end of the show today is I want to congratulate our friends over at D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. Of course, you know that they're the sponsor of Fun Fridays here on the program, and we'll return to Fun Fridays next week after the New Year's break here. But congratulations to them. They were named one of the top best hot dog restaurants in Massachusetts by the I Love Massachusetts Facebook page. So, you know, a lot of these pages, they're just putting content out there to again, like we were talking earlier, they want people to click, they want people to engage, they want people to comment. But I was reading that article, and you know, it seems like they've done some pretty good research and figured this out. And anybody that names D's Hot Dogs to a top 10 list obviously did the research, because they know that D's Hot Dogs is the best. So I'm just going to say, you know, we had quite a few local South Coast hot dog spots that made that list. So we're a hot dog hotbed around here. You know, we may not have as much of the South Shore bar pizza. We may not have any of the North Shore beefs, but we've got the hot dog game on lock. I'm not going to call them glizzies. I hate that. It's so stupid. And you know why they call them glizzies? Because that's a nickname for a Glock, for a gun. And it's because a hot dog, I guess, looks like a gun. But that, it's the dumbest thing ever. So I'm not going to call them that. But I will call them delicious. So stop by D's Hot Dogs. You can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. But they've got all kinds of great toppings, including my favorite, the Coney sauce. And you can even ask for the Tim Dog when you go there. All right, we got to go into the news. And when we come back, we're going to try and connect with Eric over at the butcher shop, find out what you can get in there for some last-minute New Year's Eve stuff. And then, of course, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. But right now, let's go to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Heightened security in New Orleans, a new lung cancer warning for processed foods, and gas prices lower for the holidays.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
New Orleans officials are ramping up security as the one-year anniversary of the New Year's Day terror attack approaches. On January 1st, a man drove a pickup truck into crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14 people and injuring dozens more. The New Orleans Homeland Security Director said on Monday there will be nearly 800 law enforcement officers downtown and in the French Quarter this week. Officials say lessons from the attack are shaping this year's security, with city, state, and federal law enforcement on hand, the Louisiana National Guard also being deployed. The New York Transit Authority announcing the schedule for public transportation for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
If you plan on heading somewhere to ring in the new year, better check the train, bus, Long Island Railroad, and Metro North schedule first. On the trains, Long Island Railroad and Metro North, you'll get extra service for New Year's Eve, but limited service on New Year's Day. Between holiday, regular, and Sunday schedules, depending on what you're taking and when, it's best to check the MTA's app or call them at 511 before heading out. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Pending home sales surged in November, according to the National Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract rose 3.3% thanks to lower mortgage rates. Pending home sales increased 2.6% on a yearly basis. The group's chief economist says the data shows home buyer momentum is building, improving affordability, and more inventory helped drive the housing market's best performance in nearly 3 years. Gas prices are dropping as people continue their travels this holiday season. Gas Buddy says the national average is now at $2.75 a gallon, 4 cents lower than last week and 22 cents lower than last month. Experts say falling oil prices is one reason behind the drop at the pump. Beyonce is now a billionaire. According to Forbes, the global superstar earned the distinction thanks to her ultra-successful Cowboy Carter tour. Forbes reports the tour grossed more than $400 million in ticket sales and another $50 million in merchandise sales. Beyonce is the 22nd entertainer to join the elite billionaire club and only the fifth musician. She joins her husband, Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, Bruce Springsteen, and Rihanna on that exclusive list. Starting on Thursday, grocery store shoppers in California will no longer be asked if they would like paper or plastic. A new law statewide banning plastic bags will go into effect.
It addresses a major problem in California, and that is that plastic waste is choking our planet.
The ban is the brainchild of State Senator Catherine Blakespear, who says that Californians rarely use the same bag twice. Groceries, convenience stores, food marts, and retailers with pharmacies will only be allowed to hand out recycled paper bags to customers. There's a lung cancer warning for ultra-processed foods. Those foods make up about half of the American diet and include ice cream, salted snacks, breakfast cereals, instant noodles, pizza, shop or restaurant-bought soups, sauces, hamburgers, and hot dogs, as well as sweetened fruit drinks. The World Cancer Research Fund says UPFs, as they're called, have now been linked to lung cancer. It's previously been linked to heart disease and type 2 diabetes. A new study published in the respiratory journal Thorax says that there are more than 2 million new lung cancer cases worldwide each year and nearly 2 million deaths. The new year is fast approaching, and if you're looking for a little luck, Bree Tennis has what should be on your New Year's Eve table.
In China, they eat long noodles and oranges for luck and prosperity. In Germany, you need to eat ring-shaped cakes like donuts for the completion of the year and good luck for the next. You can also eat pork, green beans, and cornbread for wealth, but stay away from chicken and lobster. They're said to be bad luck as they move backwards, and your luck could be lost. And wear polka dots. They're said to bring in good luck, and we can all use a little bit of that next year. I'm Bree Tennis.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bees lost to the Flames 2-1 in overtime last night. Bruins are back in Edmonton with the Oilers tomorrow. And the Celtics take on the Jazz tonight in Utah, 9 p.m. tip-off.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Scattered snow showers this morning, starting out in the 20s, turning cloudy and still windy this afternoon, 34. 24 tonight, light flurries tomorrow for New Year's Eve, 29. Sunny on Thursday for January 1st, 29 and 27. Partly cloudy on Friday. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, and let's check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing, brother?
Doing all right. How was your Christmas?
Good, good. Very good. How was yours?
I was very, very good. And all I kept saying, though, was I should have stopped at the Butcher Shop and got a nice prime rib for everybody.
And a bottle of wine.
Well, I don't... Listen, we can fight over meat, but once they start drinking, then it turns into a whole different type of experience.
You're on the phone. I got you, brother.
They got a lot of business going on over there. So what do you got happening today as we get ready for the new year?
Honestly, my mother just made a whole batch of nice new French meat pies. We've been making them. We make so much of these. She made a ton nice and fresh. Come on down and get them, brother. Other than that, I got a lot of prime rib. I got filet mignon. I got short ribs, spare ribs, tenderloins. I got it all, brother. Whatever you want.
So you got a lot of stuff over there that people can grab and cook up for New Year's.
Yeah, that's the whole thing that we're doing, right?
Yeah, and they can get their beer and their wine as well.
You got it, brother. I got a nice fresh cheese hanging. Got a lot of food coming up today. It's going to be a busy day, brother. Tomorrow's a big day.
And so now with, I'm assuming everybody had to get all their platter orders in and everything, but you've got stuff if people want to throw together their own little platter that they can come by and pick up.
Yeah, come on in, man. Grab a plate and put whatever you want in it.
Oh, there you go. Couldn't be any easier.
No, couldn't be.
And of course, I like, you know, when I like little snacky things for New Year's Eve, you know? Like,
yeah, a lot of people do finger food, right? I know what you're saying. We get that. Wings, fish cakes, shrimp cakes, all kinds of stuff. A lot of stuff like that.
And so what do you like to eat for New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, my man. I think I'm going to go with a nice celebrity pork chop.
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
Nice. I love the celebrities. Nice and juicy and nice and thin. They don't dry out like a normal pork chop. It's just a great chop, man.
Great way to start 2026. So what are your hours going to be for the New Year's?
Dude, we're going to be open today all day till 6, and then tomorrow we're going to close at like I don't know, till all the orders are out, 4 or 5-ish, we'll do the best we can. You know, we want to get out of here, too.
And then close New Year's Day?
New Year's Day, we're going to be closed, and Friday, too.
All right. Well, I will talk with you then next Friday, then.
Yeah, you will, my friend.
All right. Well, you have a happy New Year, and give our best to everybody over there.
Yeah, you too, man. And everybody, don't drink and drive. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. Stay home and eat a nice, delicious meal from the butcher shop.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you.
Take it easy. That is Eric over at the butcher shop. And yes, absolutely. Be safe tomorrow night. Stay home. You know what? Get yourself a nice, maybe get a nice roast or a prime rib. Something's going to take you a little while to cook so that you're not tempted to go out, right? But no, I mean, like I said, I was thinking about making that trip to Tiki Port. I was thinking about it maybe, I don't know, maybe tonight. But I'm going to want to eat the things that I shouldn't eat. So, but maybe I will. But tomorrow I will definitely be home. Tomorrow I will definitely, once like it gets past 6 o'clock or so, 7 o'clock or so, I will be home. Now, I used to stay home and watch the Three Stooges marathon. I'd flip between the Three Stooges marathon and the Twilight Zone marathon. They still do the Twilight Zone. They don't really do the Stooges anymore. But there's a Three Stooges YouTube channel where you can watch any short anytime you want. So you can make your own little marathon if you wanted to. You know, and I've got the YouTube app on my TV, so I could just make a little playlist for myself out of some of those and just watch the ones that I wanted to watch. But it was just kind of the fun was in seeing, like, what one's going to be next? What one's going to be next? They did get a little bit lazy with it and started just kind of repeating the same ones over and over again. But, you know, they got to give the people what they want. It's like when you tune into the Twilight Zone marathon, you're going to get some of the same episodes you've always seen. You got to get the greatest hits episodes. And you can tell because they plan those around like the times that they think people are watching the most. But then, of course, I think most people that are Stranger Things fans are going to be tuning in for the finale tomorrow. Was it 8 o'clock? And I'll probably be one of those people. And then we can all go to the internet afterwards and complain about it. 508-996-0500. Got time for a quick call here, and then I got to go to a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. What you were saying earlier about, like, Jimmy Swaggart and the other one there, that you didn't believe, you know, they were not sent by God. They were hirelings. They didn't care for the sheep. They were thieves and liars. But those that are sent by God, they willingly lay their life down. Just like Christ did. They follow him. They're his sheep. The buildings made out of wood and stone that are called churches, they're not churches built by God, but by man. When you look in Acts 6 and 7, you can see the difference. And see who really God is and those that worship him in spirit and in truth.
Well, let me ask you this. How does, you know, when you have people like that who take advantage of people's faith, you know, to line their own pockets, how does that make you feel as someone who, you know, might have been someone who watched those shows and appreciated those pastors?
How do they feel, the people?
How do you feel as a person who is a, you know, a person of faith to find out that someone was you know, using your faith to line their own pockets?
I mourn about it, and I mourn that the people that follow them as well. You know, the whole world, it says in Revelation 12, are deceived by the devil. The ones that overcome are the ones that, by the blood of the Lamb, that love their lives not unto death. In other words, they're not afraid of what man can do to them, but they fear and tremble what their Father can do to them. That's true discipleship, as spoken in Matthew chapter 10 and Matthew chapter 16. Once the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, they had no more fear of what man did. They willingly laid their life down for God, to give him the glory, not man. The whole world is deceived. They worship idols. Anything you put before God, including your family, your life, it's idolatry, it's covetousness.
Yeah, I mean, there does tend to be a idolatry involved with some of these. They become cults of personality, more about the person than the actual word. I got to hold you there, though, because I got to go to a break. I hope that you have a great New Year.
Thank you. I wish you the same.
Take it easy. All right, I got to get this break in here. 508-996-0500. We will be back in just a few moments.
The last thing that you said is you were leaving. All the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyon.
And welcome back in. If you have the HBO Max app, check out the Counting Crows documentary, Have You Seen Me Lately? It's very good. Very good. And they also had one that they debuted last weekend called Happy and You Know It, which is about the world of children's music. You know, Laurie Berkner, The Wiggles, Casper Baby Pants, who is also Chris Ballew of the Presidents of the United States of America. So those are just some of the, and they tell the real story behind Baby Shark. The guy who basically got his version of Baby Shark ripped off and got nothing for it. So you can check that out too on HBO Max. All right, let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Wow, that sounds so interesting. Gosh, I wish I could watch that. Wow.
It was very good. I mean, so when my son was little, he was we had Nick Jr. on, so he was very familiar with Laurie Berkner and her music. And I was like, oh man, I haven't heard these songs in probably, 19, 20 years. But it's getting the story behind these careers was very interesting.
Wow. Who knew? I had no idea. And so that song you were just playing now, that was Counting Crows?
Yes.
What's the name of that song?
A Long December. It's from their second album, Recovering the Satellites.
A Long December. I'm going to play that on YouTube. That's beautiful. So I just wanted, of course, call in to wish everybody a very happy new year. And yes, Tim, you are very clever. Put something on that keeps you from wanting to go out and be in the bars.
Yeah. Whatever keeps you at home.
Yeah, not a crock pot, though, because that'll, people love to put them on and walk away. And unfortunately, that's a fire risk. But,
but now people have the smart ones that are linked to their phone and they have the apps and all that stuff. So they're like, oh, I can leave the house because I got it on my app.
Yeah, like these air fryer confection ovens. Yeah, you're so right. But I thought that was clever. And also, I just want to say, Tim, you're a class act. With that last caller, most people don't know how to handle him, the host. And I just want to say, you are a class act, and you just proved it by engaging with him. And I'm very proud of you. Very, very proud of you, Tim.
Thank you.
That's amazing that you're a class act. And, and I just want to say, the prime rib from the butcher shop, he nailed it for me. He cooked it to perfection again. But the thing I didn't expect, it was the size of a football. I mean, in width. Let alone the length, it matched the length. So it said me and two other people, and I still have a lot left. And I'm going to, I already froze it. I'm going to throw that in a crock pot somewhere in the next couple of weeks. None of that is going to waste. He really did a great job. I'm so grateful for him.
Well, what you could do too is if you have an air fryer, you can. I reheat prime rib in the air fryer.
No, you know what? Because when I cook this, it's just so good. I don't even want to, I don't like, I have a small air fryer. My brother gave it to me, my stepbrother, because he was using that as a, just to see how well it would cook before he got the big one. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just find like it's a nuisance. I just can't be bothered. I'm old school. I don't even use a microwave anymore at all. So I'm just old school, Tim. But
what are you going to do if your kitchen gets taken over by gremlins?
You know what? Maybe I'll ask them, can I be one too?
You got to throw one in the microwave, like in the movie.
I'll ask, can I be one and cause all that mischief? You're funny. Thank you, Tim.
All right. Well, you have a happy new year.
Thank you. Everybody out there, yeah, please enjoy and be safe.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you next year. I had to get that in at least once. I had to get that joke in at least on somebody one time. As I was leaving the doctor's the other day, the person that was checking me out was like, and I'll see you next year. And I was like, I don't know. Like, for some reason, when they say that at the doctor's office, it makes me nervous. I'm going to end up coming back here before the end of the year. So For some reason, that one just makes me nervous. But, you know, I think the first person I said it to was my barber when I got a haircut last week. See you next year. All right, let's take one more quick call here, and then I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, hope this year was better than last year, and hope next year is better than both of them combined. I noticed today on the way over to Fairhaven, one of the turbines in front of you was working, and one wasn't, because I was entering Fairhaven just as the sun came up.
Well, I think that's all we can hope for.
Memory of Fairhaven this year.
I think all we can hope for is that every year is just better than the last.
Yeah.
Just,
my friend.
You as well. Just like Adam Duritz sang in the song there. Long December, there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. So, all right, let me get this final break in. We can come back and wrap things up for today and for 2025. Stick around. Can't play a long December without then playing December by Collective Soul. There we go. Let's finish off with a quick phone call. Good morning. You're next. I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Hello, 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 hello.
It's like having my own Stooges marathon right there.
That's right. They do not have it on 38 anymore, Jim.
They didn't last year. I don't know if they're bringing it back, but they didn't last year.
Okay.
And
my
favorite
Stooger has always been Shemp. But everybody likes Curly. How about you?
I am more of a Shemp guy, I think. I do like Curly, but I think Shemp provided more, I think.
That is right. And they both died. I think Curly, Shemp died, I think, in 1955, and Curly in 1952.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
And Curly made one more appearance after he stopped, you know, working with the guys. They had him as the guy on the train.
Okay,
But he had hair, so people didn't recognize him.
And not many people appreciated Joe Besser. Not so hard.
And definitely didn't appreciate Curly Joe Derita. Do you know what Curly's nickname was amongst, you know, when he wasn't in the shorts, what his nickname was in real life?